American Language Course, Book 15, Tape 2B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 2B. Look at Figure 1. Listen and repeat. Number 1. Anniversary. They were married on June 10th last year. Today is their first anniversary. Number 2. Barbecue. Mike likes to cook outside. He always barbecues on Sunday afternoons. Number 3. Steak. Mike likes steak better than chicken. Number 4. Company. The Marshes are having company this evening. Their guests are good friends. Number 5. Has got. Have got. Hasn't got. Haven't got. They've got a beautiful new car. They haven't got an old car. Number 6. Dance. Mike and Molly like to dance. Number 7. Club. They go to the club often. Number 8. Luncheon. Molly went to a luncheon at the club yesterday at noon. Number 9. Drop in. Molly's mother dropped in this morning. She didn't call before she came. Number 10. Help themselves. The waitress let them help themselves to dessert. She didn't serve them. Number 11. Slice. Slices. The cook slices the beef. He cuts it thin. Number 12. Slice. Slices. They serve slices of ham and cheese. Number 13. Pickles. Pickles are good on hamburgers. Number 14. Mayonnaise. Mustard. Ketchup. Sauces. Some people like mayonnaise and mustard on their hamburgers. And some people like ketchup and other sauces on theirs. Number 15. Vanilla. Chocolate. Vanilla cake is white, and chocolate cake is brown. Number 16. Beer. Wine. Beer and wine are popular drinks. Number Number 17, rain check. A rain check gives you a chance to do something or buy something at a later time. Now, look at figure 2 and listen. Mike and Molly Marsh are going to celebrate their first anniversary on the 10th of next month. It's been almost 1 year since they were married. They aren't sure how they want to celebrate it, but they know they want to have some kind of get-together. Mike enjoys cooking outdoors, so he offered to barbecue steaks if Molly wants to have company for dinner. Molly isn't sure she wants guests for dinner, because she hasn't got a lot of nice dishes, and having guests is a lot of work. She thought they might go to a dance at the club they belong to, and she's got a beautiful new dress she wants to wear. But she's also thinking about having a luncheon at the club the Sunday before their anniversary. People could drop in when they wanted to and help themselves to the food. The cook at the club could barbecue and slice beef and put the slices on the table with cheese and rolls. They'd also have pickles, mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup, and other sauces on the table so people could make sandwiches. There would be vanilla and chocolate cake for dessert. There would also be wine and beer for those who wanted it. This way, she tells Mike, we can get a rain check from the club if it rains. Then, we can postpone the party until the next Sunday, and we won't miss our anniversary. Don't you think that's a good idea? Mike doesn't answer. He isn't really sure of anything except how much it's going to cost. Now, listen and repeat. Mike and Molly Marsh are going to celebrate their first anniversary on the 10th of next month. It's been almost 1 year since they were married. They aren't sure how they want to celebrate it, but they know they want to have some kind of get-together. Mike enjoys cooking outdoors, so he offered to barbecue steaks if Molly wants to have company for dinner. Molly isn't sure she wants guests for dinner, because she hasn't got a lot of nice dishes, and having guests is a lot of work. She thought they might go to a dance at the club they belong to, and she's got a beautiful new dress she wants to wear. But she's also thinking about having a luncheon at the club the Sunday before their anniversary. People could drop in when they wanted to and help themselves to the food. The cook at the club could barbecue and slice beef and put the slices on the table with cheese and rolls. also have pickles, mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup, and other sauces on the table, so people could make sandwiches. There would be vanilla and chocolate cake for dessert. There would also be wine and beer for those who wanted it. This way, she tells Mike, we can get a rain check from the club if it rains. Then we can postpone the party until the next Sunday, and we won't miss our anniversary. Don't you think that's a good idea? Mike doesn't answer. He isn't really sure of anything, except how much it's going to cost. Look at figure 3. Listen to some statements. Circle T if the statement is true, and F if the statement is false. Number 1. Mike and Molly are going to celebrate their second anniversary. Number 2. They want to have a get-together to celebrate. Number 3. Mike offered to barbecue steaks. Number 4. Molly doesn't have anything to wear to a dance at the club. Number 5. She finally decided to have a luncheon. Number 6. The waiters will serve barbecue. Number 7. The cook at the club will slice beef and put the slices on the table with cheese and rolls. Number 8. There will be cake for dessert, but they won't serve drinks. Number 9. They can't get a rain check from the club if it rains. Number 10. Mike doesn't care how much it will cost. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is false. Mike and Molly are going to celebrate their first anniversary, not their second. Number 2 is true. They want to have a get-together to celebrate. Number 3 is true. Mike offered to barbecue steaks. Number 4 is false. Molly's got a beautiful new dress she wants to wear. Number 5 is true. She finally decided to have a luncheon. Number 6 is false. The people will help themselves. The waiter won't serve them. Number 7 is true. The cook at the club will slice beef and put the slices on the table with cheese and rolls. Number 8 is false. There will be cake for dessert, and there will also be wine and beer. Number 9 is false. They can get a rain check from the club if it rains. Number 10 is false. Mike certainly cares how much it will cost. Now, look at figure 4. At the left of the vertical line, there is a word. When I tell you to start, read across the line as fast as you can. Circle all the words that are the same as the word at the left. You will have 20 seconds to complete the exercise. Ready? Begin. Stop. Your time is up. Now look at figure 5. This is the same kind of exercise. Remember, you only have 20 seconds to complete the exercise. Ready? Begin. Stop. Your time is up. Now look at the words in figures 4 and 5 again. Check to see if you marked all the words and the right ones. Now, listen to these sentences and repeat. I hear loud music. There must be a party somewhere. Joe must not be here yet. I haven't seen him. May Johnny come to my house for dinner? He can't come today, but he can come tomorrow. I have to go to the grocery store because there's no food in the house. Would you like to meet my friend? It may rain this evening. It might get cooler tomorrow. You should study for your book quiz. Could you help me move this box, please? Were you able to see the tennis game yesterday? Frank could drive when he was 16. Marge used to play tennis, but she doesn't anymore. Could I help you? This book is made up of many short stories. They don't answer the phone. They must not be home from work yet. You ought to be more careful out in the sun. It's supposed to be cooler tomorrow. Look at figure 6. Fill in the blanks with the words you hear. Number 1. I hear loud music. There must be a party somewhere. Number 2. Joe must not be here yet. I haven't seen him. Number 3. May Johnny come to my house for dinner? Number 4. He can't come today, but he can come tomorrow. Number 5. I have to go to the grocery store because there's no food in the house. Number 6. Would you like to meet my friend? Number 7. It may rain this evening. Number 8. It might get cooler tomorrow. Number 9. You should study for your book quiz. Number 10. Could you help me move this box, please? Number 11. Were you able to see the tennis games yesterday? Number 12. Frank could drive when he was 16. Number 13. Marge used to play tennis, but she doesn't anymore. Number 14. Could I help you? Number 15. The book is made up of many short stories. Number 16. They don't answer the phone. They must not be home from work yet. Number 17. You ought to be more careful out in the sun. Number 18. It's supposed to be cooler tomorrow. Check your answers on page 33. This is the end of tape 2B, book 15.